Hey everyone, David Seaman, our fans. This is very important. Please listen carefully. The show has become too popular. Earlier today, we approached 3 terabytes of downloads just over the past couple weeks, and our current host wants to charge us far too much money to continue giving them our business. I don't think what they're doing is fair. And, you know, I don't mind paying. I've paid them close to $600 so far. And most people don't pay anything for a podcast, but I've paid them for the hosting. And, you know, I don't even get good service out of it. They don't answer their phone during business hours. I sent them an email a few days ago. They haven't responded to that. I've used their contact form. They haven't responded to that either. It's like there's no one there or something. I guess they're just so overwhelmed. Maybe they should hire some more people. Whatever the reason is, please follow me on Twitter. I am D_Seaman over there. Or you can just search on Twitter for David Seaman, and I think I'm the first result. And add me, because as soon as the new feed goes up, I'm going to send out a tweet so that people know to subscribe. It'll be very easy to do. All you'll have to do is search for the new version of the show on iTunes or Stitcher or Zune or Pocket Casts or wherever you listen to us, and you'll have to subscribe to the new version of the show, because this feed is going to go dead after this. And it's really unfortunate that that's the way it worked out. I just wish this company did not charge so much money. I don't feel like a podcast should cost, you know, an incredible amount every month to keep going. I think it should be as close to free as possible. And certainly I don't mind paying if I'm getting good service, but I wasn't even getting good service. So yeah, the new host we have is great, and we'll be able to meet the popularity of this show and meet the bandwidth requirements easily. It's the same company that hosts the Joe Rogan podcast and a number of other popular shows, so they have plenty of experience dealing with high bandwidth and all that stuff. So yeah, to sum it up right here, just follow me on Twitter, D_Seaman, or if you don't use Twitter, follow me on Google Plus. Over there, I am, what is it? Let me check 1 second. It's profiles.google.com/DSeaman. And if you add me on Google Plus, then I'll do a post over there as well. And if you prefer Facebook, I don't use Facebook all that often, but my page there is facebook.com/DavidSeaman4Congress. And if you add that page, you'll get a little post as soon as the new version of the podcast is ready for you to subscribe to. Because I have so many people over here, I don't want to lose any of you guys. You know, I don't want to lose you in the Switch. And again, this is as simple as clicking on a subscribe button. And it's going to remain free. Nothing changes for you. The experience is exactly the same. The only difference is that I won't have to pay out the ass anymore to host this podcast. And I won't have to worry about, oh no, what happens when we hit 4 terabytes or 5 terabytes? Is this company going to just shut down our feed? And we're not going to be able to get in touch with them because they don't answer their phones? You know, that's not a problem that I even want to have. So that's why I'm glad to be working with a more professional company now. And, yeah, later tonight we're doing a really important podcast on those massive protests that are happening in Spain right now. A big protest in Spain. It's called S25. That's what they're calling it on Twitter. And it's getting almost no U.S. mainstream media coverage. If you turn on the TV channels right now, TV news is not covering this, even though the photos that are emerging on Twitter and even on foreign news services like the BBC, this is a massive protest. The protesters appear to have the police vans completely surrounded. We're talking tens of thousands, maybe even hundreds of thousands of people on the street, and they have very serious demands. They're calling for immediate resignations of key government officials. They're pissed off. Their unemployment rate is much higher than the unemployment rate here in the U.S. We're talking about massive unemployment, massive debt, and just unhappiness with the way things have gone over there economically over the past couple of years, and with Spain's austerity measures and all of that. So we're going to be talking about that on the show tonight. We're going to be trying to speak via Skype with some actual protesters over there in Madrid. That's going to be great. And a number of other guests on tonight as well. In a couple hours, I'm supposed to be speaking with popular comedian and political commentator Lee Camp. I know a lot of you guys like him. And yeah, so I'm sorry that this is such a pain in the ass, but I guess this is just growing pains, and it's better for us to address this now so early on than to address it when, you know, we have hundreds of thousands of listeners instead of tens of thousands or whatever we're up to now. I don't really know. So yeah, and what else do you have to do? Oh, for those of you out there who are tech savvy, I'm just going to give you the actual RSS feed URL right now, because I know some of you guys use your own apps and you don't necessarily want to use iTunes or whatever, and that's cool. It is davidseaman.libsyn.com/RSS. davidseaman.libsyn.com/RSS, and that is our show's RSS feed from now on. And that is not expected to change at any point in the future, because this company, again, you know, they host like 15,000 podcasts or something, including Joe Rogan, so they know how to deal with popular shows, and they shouldn't give us any BS. There was something else. Oh, one thing that really sucks is we had built up a lot of great reviews on iTunes. You know, so many of you guys had taken the time to review the show over there and to give it a 5-star rating. And as a result, it was popping up toward the top of iTunes, and a lot of new people were getting exposed to the show just by seeing, oh, this looks interesting, the reviews are good, 5-star average rating, and people just subscribed to it, and they found out about us that way and are now, you know, interested in things like NDAA and mainstream media deception. And it sucks that we have to start from square one, but over the next day or two, if you could take a couple minutes out of your day and head over to iTunes and post a review of the new version of the new version of the show, or even just give us a 5-star rating, that would help get us back on track. And thank you so much. Sorry for the inconvenience. This has me all stressed out, but I'm glad it's been dealt with. I think when you get hit with something like this, it's better to deal with it right away than to hold out and wait until the point where it's too late to do anything. All right, thank you for listening, and stay tuned for that S25 Spanish protest special. You're not going to hear this anywhere else out there. Except, I mean, maybe a couple of other podcasts, but you're certainly not going to see this on CNN tonight. And if you want to see these photos firsthand, go over to Twitter and search for the hashtag S25. Incredible photos. We're talking like V for Vendetta stuff, just people back to back in the streets, like people for as far as you can see. And clearly their government is going to have to address the protesters' grievances in some way. There have been reports that police have started firing rubber bullets at some of these protesters, and you know, that's not the answer, clearly. So I will be talking more about that soon. Thank you.